Turn 2, Week 8. Topic 16, New Paradigms. So, if you haven't checked this out on video H2, you can hear them being recited at 20.14 minutes, or 20 minutes 14 seconds. So, you have Manah, or Manas, Manasi Manangsi, mind. It's a Anuta or Napunsakalinga word. And later on, you'll discover there is a masculine version which is needed in a few cases, but look for that later on. Again, you will see that the universal endings should be apparent, particularly from the third case onwards. So with manas, because it's a neuter noun, the first and second lines are more or less, well, they're the same. But the third case, manasa, manopyam, manopi, manase, manopyam, manopya, manasa, manopyam, manopya, manasa, manaso, manasam, manasi, manaso, manasu. All those endings, abhyam, pih, abhyam, pyah, ah, pyam, pyah, ah, pyah, ah, oh, am, I, oh, su, they follow the universal. Similarly, with the word for wise, this adjective describing a wise person, in this case masculine, apart from the first one, jiani, where you always get variation in the first case singular, you've got the universal endings, jiani nao, jiani na, and then second case, jiani nam, jiani nao, jiani na, and then a pyam pih, a pyam pyah, and so on. Then you have exercise 20, where there's a few examples for you to test yourself, and it would be a good idea to do this using your knowledge of the universal endings. So manase, because of the A on the end, you know that it's going to be fourth case, for the sake of mind, or for the mind. Then we have a third paradigm to learn, and again you will get the same universal endings after the first case singular. So timantau, timantah, timantam, timantau, timantah, and so on. And again, this is another adjective talking about an intelligent man, or a masculine person. So these three paradigms should be practiced, and at the same time you could intersperse your practice with the Santi material, if that helps to distribute it a bit. But simple practice as you go on, especially when you're aware of the universal endings, will help these things to go in the next year or so. Topic 17, now you're on to video H3, the tawat ending words. Now when we say tawat ending, we mean that the stem, there's a stem word, and then, in fact, it's usually a dhatu, and then you have tawat, a unit, tawat, put on. And then, because this is actually adjectival, it's not, it's got to stand for a verb, but it's not a verb, it's a noun, it's adjectival, or it's an adjective, it's adjectival. So it's going to then agree with the thing that it's speaking about. So it acts like a past tense verb, but as it says in the second paragraph, it takes gender and number. and it follows the dhimat rupani or paradigm in the first case. You will only ever get the first case used. And after it says remember the masculine forms, it then says the feminine forms add an E and go like nadi. So straightforward, the stem is dhimat. The stem for the dhimat rupani is dhimat. So then you add dhimati, dhimatyau, dhimatya. So then you have a masculine example of a tawat word in a sentence, ramah gatawan. But on the other hand, you have could have a feminine word like sita, sita gatawati. Then you have some examples to help you. Then you have more examples. And then you have an exercise 22. And then it draws your attention to what you should be doing with the Santi material.